Hello and welcome to Food Neighbourhoods on Monocle 24. I am Marcus Hippi. All cities have areas the locals love for their food and drink offerings, and in this series we get to know these places. This week we head to the elusive northern suburb of Halandri in Athens to find out how it went from shopping cluster to food hub in a matter of years. Our guide is Monocle's Daphne Karnisis.
While locals head to downtown Athens for some of the city's best culinary options, it's the northern suburbs that pack in an impressive array of some of the capital's most indulgent meals. Each time I visit the northern suburb, an up-and-coming foodie haunt of Halandri, it seems there are always new additions to the list. And while there are plenty of classic tavernas and traditional Greek meze restaurants around, in Halandri, it's all about letting your imagination run wild. From American-style grilled burgers, sushi, a pie shop, bagel cafe, Belgian waffles, to name just a few, the only real problem is choosing wisely, because nobody does comfort food better than Halandri. Thankfully, the ample pedestrian streets mean you can safely dawdle around the food cluster, unrushed, before making your choice. You see, Halandri, which is only 22 minutes away from central Athens on Line 3 of the metro, used to be famous mainly for its retail options. A favourite weekend destination for a spot of shopping, the wide pedestrian streets around the main square and Church of Agios Nikolaos, rarely found in central Athens, were lined with clothing and homeware stores. Over the past decade, during the country's economic crisis, many shops were shuttered. It's a narrative that's played out around the country as retailers decided to try their luck in the food and drink industry, one of the few sectors that continued to thrive despite the crisis. People don't easily give up a Sunday brunch or midweek cocktail, it seems. Today, restaurants, cocktail bars, ice cream parlours and coffee shops nearly outnumber the area's shopping offerings, with eateries lining every street and stoa, Greek for arcade. And while you can still find good shopping spots, the main event in Halandri is now undoubtedly the food. For pizza straight from a wood-fired oven, head to Lelos. The first outpost opened on the popular Greek island of Antiparos by a couple from Rome, with the Athenian branch opening in Halandri last year becoming an instant haunt. The Roman pizzas are an oval rather than round shape, with very thin dough made from organic flour kneaded and left for at least 36 hours before being cooked. The vegan pizza is a particular hit and one of the tastiest you'll try in Athens. Known as the Miranda, it's topped with flavoursome tomato sauce, fresh cherry tomatoes, aubergines, capers, garlic and olives. Pair it with many options of Greek and Italian wines. Next, and a testament to the growing ethnic food scene in Athens, Pink Elephant is an Indian restaurant that recently opened a sister branch in central Athens too. The menu is long, so it might take a while to order. On arrival, you'll get a bowl of crisp papadum with two dips, sweet mango and chutney, and spicy yogurt. Head for an aromatic korma with saffron and almonds, or a nice nihari served with beef, cardamom, ginger, and plenty of onion. There are great veggie options too. Try the murg chana with ginger, chickpeas, coriander, and garam masala. But perhaps what Halandri really stands out for are its desserts, so if you've got a sweet tooth, take note. Mr. Peacock is an all-day bar that's made a name for its staple pancakes. Try the American-style stack with drizzled chocolate or the calzone filled with chocolate and hazelnut cream topped with ice cream. For another decadent dessert, head down the road to Belga, a cafe and brunch spot opened last year which specializes in Belgian waffles, though the owners choose not to describe it as a waffle shop but a gaufrerie, from the French word gaufre, which means waffle. You'll find combinations including the waffle lemon pie, peanut butter with meringue, Snickers, peanut butter cream with butter caramel, and caramelized pistachio filling. Kokkinis Vora nearby is known for its large variety of freshly baked cookies, and you can linger for an evening of cocktails with live music too. The list goes on, and what started from necessity for some people as a way to cope with the country's economic crisis has turned out to be a blessing in disguise for foodies. So don't discount the city's suburbs just yet, next time you're in Athens. For Monocle in Athens, I'm Daphne Karnisis.
This has been episode number 149 of Food Neighborhoods. Thanks to Daphne for today's tour in Athens. For more food and drink stories, tune into the menu every Friday at 20:00 London time. I am Markus Hippi. Thanks for listening and bye for now.